powerful dead air, great podcasting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, basically what they're doing is these people have spent decades screaming about the New World Order, screaming about the Illuminati, screaming about, you know, CFR, Council of whatever. Just name a group. I've been screaming about they're trying to make us a one world government. They're trying to take us under control. This is their goal. These are all their steps. Now that it's their guys, you know, like, oh, we meant the bad Illuminati. And Alex Jones, you know, hasn't been doing it. Like, you know, Trump's been, you know, the deep state is bringing Trump in on their conspiracy. What? Well, you did no, none of this works. And if anybody took a second to think about it, they'd be like, wait a minute. What if this is the new world order? What if this is the new world order and it wasn't what I thought it was? What if this is really it? And nobody stops to think that their guy is doing all these evil things that they screamed about. Stop and think about that. And if you stop and you think about it for even just a second, your brain falls out of your head because you have to accept that you've been lied to.
This is what's happened. This is the thing that is happening with Trump inside QAnon. And this is something that, I mean, it's going to continue to metastasize through this entire term, is that he isn't arresting Hillary and Obama. He isn't killing all the liberals. He's not doing the stuff they want. So people are getting more and more blackpilled, and they're getting more and more dismayed that he's not achieving his goals. So there are people who are abandoning him, and they're joining the Groypers. They're joining other harder groups that are now not really on Trump's side. And the main hardcore QAnon people are like, quit dooming, quit blackpilling, you're ruining it, trust the plan. And that is the internal fracture inside the movement, because like on some level, they know that the midterms are coming and we've got like 10 months away from like big stuff happening. And if the Democrats win those elections in any way, shape or form, if they get the House or anything, then suddenly Trump looks weak. Like the Democrats are ascendant. You're going to have all these Democrats declaring runs for presidency, and it's going to be a thing. It's going to be this ordeal. And all these, I mean, as long as Trump is alive, QAnon will be pushing that he's going to save the world until the day AOC puts her hand on the Bible and takes the oath of office on 1/20/29. But that will be like the absolute dead enders. That'll be the people that just will not give up. A lot of people are giving up. I mean, you've seen it on my timeline, like Julian's Rum, who was like one of the biggest QAnon promoters ever. Dude's a Groyper now. Dude just does nothing but post about how much he hates Israel and Indian people and how Nick Fuentes is the only one that's scratching that racist itch he's got going. And so like this is the world these people are in now, where it's like, yeah, things suck and Trump isn't a hard enough drug for them. So they need something more. They need something stronger. They need someone who will actually will lie to them and tell them, oh yeah, I'm going to be the one that will get rid of all the brown people. I'm the one that will kick all the Jews out of the government and all that other horse shit. So I mean, this is happening. The movement, the Trump or not Trump movement, is having a splintering, and in our government, that's not a thing, but it's going to become a thing. The more this goes on, and the closer we get to the end of this term, so dealing with that and seeing where people go and who become the power brokers in the post-Trump Republican Party, that's
going to be Marjorie.
No, she doesn't have the juice. She has absolutely no juice. Because she's going to be a private.
Did you say Jews or juice? No, I'm kidding. she probably doesn't have either. No, but I think she's kind of testing waters. And like I said, I do appreciate her speaking out against Trump, even if she's doing it for selfish reasons. But I think she's kind of testing the water a little bit to see what a post-Trump Republican Party might be.
I do think that she's like she's trying to do that, but it's really hard. It's really hard to see how she's going to be able to succeed at it because she's not going to have any institutional backing. And I don't know that she has the power to run an outsider, insurgent, take over the Republican Party campaign. So it'll be.
I mean, not to mention the fact that it's kind of hard for a three-term representative to claim to be an outsider.
Well, I mean, Trump was literally the former president and ran this last campaign as though he was an outsider. And our media was just like, wow, this crazy Donald Trump just came out of nowhere. And it's like, all his ads state President Trump. The dude was president. What are you doing? And he just didn't care.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that would work for Marjorie Taylor Greene because I'm pretty sure that all this Trump stuff would only ever work on Donald John Trump and nobody else on earth.
Yep.
Because he's got this magical hold on the media where he says frog and they say how high.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean he's the only one that can hold this whole thing together, and that's going to be the real fun thing about all of this is that our boy Vance when he becomes the one that has to. When he's the linchpin of this whole thing, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to work for him. Yeah. So, it'll be very interesting to see how this whole thing shakes out with JD being, because Fuentes and his group have already stated they're anti-Vance and this is the thing. This is the thing that I think is very interesting, is that in the Democratic Party politics, we've always had this anti-Democrat left that tries to siphon off 1 or 2% of the vote, and I could like literally veer this podcast into a cliff and talk about that for like 3 hours, but I won't. My point is that now Nick Fuentes is trying to create this anti-Republican right where he's just like, if you don't give me a Nazi, if you don't give me an actual like lunatic, end all immigration, like make Christianity the national religion of America and set up the Inquisition for the non-believers. If you don't give me a white Christian ethno state, I will fight to have my Groypers withhold their votes from you. I think that's very interesting that he's working on this attack from the right to try to kneecap Republicans and make them bend the knee to him. And God bless him. I hope it works. I hope I hope that prick can pull 2 or 3% away from the Republicans and whisk Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to the presidency. Or Gavin Newsom or whoever else. But I think it's very interesting that you're actually, cause, basically Nick's doing a trial run where he's trying to make Vivek Ramaswamy. He's trying to make Vivek lose like the governorship of Ohio. I'm sure there's a Republican primary in Ohio for the governorship. And like basically, Nick has sent out the call that he wants to make Vivek lose. And it's obviously very racist. That's why he's doing this. But this is going to be a fun thing.
I was actually going to ask that. Is there any reason why Fuentes doesn't like him aside from him being Indian?
I think he's basically just like said that like that Vivek's like real like obviously a bullshitter and a con artist, and he's not really MAGA and also brown. So yeah. So I mean, like
irony died just now.
Yeah. So I just think that. That you're going to have that kind of thing going on where like you maybe will actually have Republicans being a party that also has to herd cats, that like not everybody falls in line and just accepts the nominee is the nominee and vote red or you're dead or any like all that kind of stuff. Like I think that'd be very interesting, but like all of that friction inside the movement between the infighting of the Grapers and the Marjorie versus Vance and all of that. I think it'll be very, very interesting. So yeah,
here's something. I wish, wondering.
I wish all the worst for them.
You just had me wondering about the Ohio gubernatorial election, so I went and looked it up. So this is interesting. Vivek's choice for running mate is the current president of the Ohio Senate. And then I'm looking at the other people who are running so far who are declared. There's four people right now who are in it. There's this guy, Philip Funderburg, who's an insurance agent. Casey Putsch, an automotive entrepreneur, whatever the hell that means. I don't know. I mean, it's Ohio, so. But then this one that gets me is, it says, Heather Hill, business owner and former president of the Morgan County School Board, and then her running mate, Stuart Motes, business owner and reality TV star of Unstable Lumberjacks. That's the world we're in, where being a reality star is now a reason to run for office.
The smash hit series, Unstable Lumberjacks. Oh, man, season 3 was heartbreaking. Let me tell you, sir. I have no idea.
I've never heard of it. The only reality show about lumberjacks I would want would be a Monty Python one, and that would be like over in 5 minutes. So I don't, yeah.
Plus it would be Canadian.
Unstable lumber. So what? It's just, oh, we took three schizophrenic lumberjacks and dosed them with LSD, and they're at a camp in the middle of the woods. Let's see what happens.
The only thing I remember from reality TV shows like that was there was like Deadliest Catch, and there was like an episode where they're on the boat and they find out that the Seahawks threw the interception and had just lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots. And it was very funny watching that. They're just like, what? Intercepted? What do you mean? What's going on? No! And it's just like, yeah, you lost, idiots! Woo! It was just it was just such a bizarre, like, side thing. They're, like, in this, like, horrible storm and all the other drama. And then, that's what happens.
But, yeah. Well, you know, that's it for some people. It's like, okay, I might die, but please at least let my team win.
Yes, yes. But, the other thing I was going to say is... Yeah, well, the other thing I was going to say is like, come on, brain, you can brain. The issue that was really happened in that Vance press conference that was so jarring was the fact that they acted like this was a conspiracy, that Renee Good was a part of some deep state cabal that was a rabble rouser trying to incite violence in Minnesota.
Yeah, I could not believe that. I mean, even for these guys, I thought that was pants cramping insane.
Yeah.
They're like, this was a professional agitator who is, you know, funded by George Soros out of his own pocket to head down to Minnesota and fuck up ICE.
Yeah, like they fucking, they said, oh, come on. Like, oh, there are all these people that are saying that she drove from Missouri up to Minnesota to do this, and that she's the
Guy was saying he ran her plates, and they're definitely Missouri plates. And
wait, but didn't Kyle Rittenhouse literally do that?
Yeah, but Kyle Rittenhouse was good, and they're bad. And Kyle Rittenhouse actually posted that. Kyle was like, "Hey, should I cross state lines and do something?" And people were like, "Hey, it's the wacky murderer guy! Hey, wacky murderer!
Wild card!"
Kyle Rittenhouse was sent by God, and he had in his hands copies of the rap sheets of the people he killed, so he knew they were bad guys when he was shooting them.
Yeah.
Never forget that.
I just, you know, if you even stop, and you know, I experienced this a lot of times when I was a truther. I did, but I shoved it aside, and I'm sure that's what a lot of these people are doing if they even still experience it. You get this little knock-knock on your brain door. It's like, hey, it's me, reality. Just so you know, your belief in this is kind of incompatible with your belief in this. And you're like, I'm not home. I'm not answering that door, because if I answer that door, there's going to be 30 people that want to come in. It's not just that person knocking. And you don't want to deal with that. But at some point, you have to stop and you have to think, this is not compatible with reality. And it's not a sides issue. It's not a left or right issue. It's a right or wrong issue. And once people stop seeing it as left or right and start seeing it as right or wrong, you know, maybe you come back to reality, but that's, you don't want to let all those people into your house, you know?